Well, good. Well, I'm happy that you're still healthy. Everybody in the family's doing well, and we're good to go. People have been texting in like crazy, so if you are ready, I'm ready.
Game on.
Let's do it. Okay, we have Terry from Madison. She's texting in, and she lost her dad over 10 years ago. However, she doesn't know whether, when she says lost, she lost touch with her dad. She actually doesn't know what happened to him, but she was told that he did pass away. Any messages at all from him?
I do agree that he passed away, and when he smiles, my cheeks, he's got these cheeks on him, and he just is giving me the most peaceful feeling. Like, even when you said the name Terry, I just smiled. I feel like this is somebody who is aware of the good, the bad, the ugly within her own life. It's all within reason. And her father did not teach her how to cope, but she learned her coping skills by going through the process of her life. And she did it. She is doing it beautifully well. So her father's at peace and just simply observing. Sometimes things like this happen in our lives to help us on our journey and our spiritual growth and path. And we can either rise up to the occasion and learn from it, or we can, you know, tuck our head in the sand, and then you get a redo down the road. And this feels really great to me.
Okay, that one goes out to Terry from Madison. We have Lisa from North Conway texting in, and she's wondering if there's any messages for her or changes coming her way. Also wondering about her daughter. Any changes or messages for her daughter as well?
It's interesting. When you say her name, my belly feels really funny, like down low, which is root chakra. That's where you sort of, your stability, your base, your grounding, your financial stability. You're okay. You know when you go, it's so funny, it's making me hiccup and burp, which is letting go of stuff. You know when you go canoeing in the waters really fast, but you don't think it's that fast until you realize you flew down and you haven't even put your paddle in?
Sure.
I kind of feel like she's kind of caught up in that flow. It doesn't feel like she has a ton of control over it, but it's okay. You're not meant to be making any changes right now. That's for the mom. For the daughter, no, I just get, like, she's looking at the mom like, okay, now what? She's truly looking to you for direction. Give it to her. She's done a hands-off approach a little bit right now, like, well, I'm going to watch it. It's like planting bulbs and you don't know where they're going to pop up. and then when they pop up, you're surprised and hopefully excited. I kind of get the mom stepping back saying, well, she's coming into her own. I'm going to let her do that. But the daughter's looking at the mom saying, I need you to sort of give me my guidelines.
Okay, that one goes out to Lisa from North Conway. We have Dale texting in from Monmouth, Maine.
Oh, wow.
Says his dad passed away in 2005 and wondering if he's doing okay and if he wants to tell his mom anything.
Oh, he's like, he's rubbing your mom's cheek with his finger. I kind of curled my pointer finger and I'm just rubbing my cheek. I think your mom talks to him and feels him all the time. And I have sort of goosebumps on my arms. It's the kind of hug where he comes up behind her, she's doing dishes, and just squeezes her arms a little bit. He truly, truly adored your mother. It's interesting, my eyes are wet, Gino. Like, he has, like, such peace about, the image has so much peace about it. Your dad's a good man. Even the parts of him that weren't always gentle, he was a good man.
Very good. That one goes out to Dale from listening from Maine, I'm assuming online,
yeah,
at conwaymagic.com. That is greatly appreciated. Mm-hmm. We have Joyce texting in from New Hampton. She just found out that she needs to return to a job that she doesn't like at the end of the month. She's wondering, I think we're all in this boat, right?
I know, exactly. So when I see her, she looks like a cat in a bag that's like fighting, and I'm not doing it. And she's trying so hard to sabotage it. You have to be really careful, Joyce, because if you do that, like, if you don't want to go back and you're sick of your job, you will get sick. So when we manifest, we have to be so careful because the law of attraction hears certain words, and then it wraps around those words. And I hear, like, I'm so sick of this job, I hate it. But she also reminds me of me a little bit, where she's just acting kind of petulant, but also there's so much humor with it. I hate the job for you. Everybody at your job hates the job. There's no other options at the moment, so go back in, put the rose-colored glasses on it, and they're showing me like, oh, hello, thank you for coming in, and just be silly about it, and you'll end up actually liking it a bit. When you don't care, it creates space for different emotions, I guess, but just let joy and silliness flow through. You'll survive this. You're only going to be there a few more months afterwards anyway.
Well, that's very interesting that you said that, because she actually had a little bit of a specific question. She says, is the universe going to support her going back to maybe some reduced hours? She says, and if so, do they have a sense of how many that she could reduce it to, and how long before another opportunity comes about? And you kind of already answered that.
Yeah, they're like, I'm psychic.
Right, almost like you're psychic. This is weird.
I know, huh? No, I don't think they're going to reduce your hours. They're going to expect you in there full time. And I totally see you just being ridiculous. And then I think 3 to 6 months after you go back, I think you have other opportunities. They're showing you, like, squeezing a toothpaste tube. You will be forced to find other opportunities because you really are sick of being there.
All right. That one goes out to Joyce from New Hampton. We have Tammy from Monmouth as well texting in, wondering about her grandmother. Last words to her mother, she was not able to make them out, and she was wondering what they were. Any light on that? Any input at all?
It's so funny. I want to tell you something profound and deep, but it totally feels like she said, like, I'll see you later. And I really think she meant it. Like, I'll see you later. And it's interesting. It's kind of like the resignation of, well, that's it. That's the end. Here we go. But she kind of felt like that kind of person in life too, you know, like a realist.
Right.
So yeah, she's at peace, but she knew she was going. I feel like, yep, now I'm going.
All right. That one goes out to Tammy. We have Tanya from North Conway texting in. She says she's been single for some time now, feeling more alone and struggling to find a connection with all the social distancing and everything that's been going on. Is she going to find love?
Yes. Eventually you'll find love. I would rather you find a great friend group. You need more fun in your life. You need the people that you can text at 10 at night a funny meme and they text back and you're both giggling. You feel like you like being single. So in order for you to find love, you need to accept that your version of it might not be on a Hallmark channel. You know, you might do great dating somebody who has their own house and their own dynamic and you get together every other weekend. I think that would be great for you. You need friends. You need just a better peer group more than it feels like you need love at the moment.
I think a lot of people are feeling a little bit alone with the social distancing and everything going along. No problem with that. I mean, I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's really hard for a lot of people. They are stuck in their houses and they hate it. I'm an extroverted introvert, so I'm kind of, every morning I wake up, I high-five myself that I don't have to leave the house again. So it's not as hard for someone like me, but the people that sort of define themselves by what they do outside of the home are struggling. And this is a really phenomenal opportunity to say, okay, who are you? When all of the scaffolding is removed, do you know who you are? And then do you like who you are? But the cool thing is we're being given an opportunity to change that if you don't.
And that is true. This is how full moon readings work. So all you have to do is text in 603-356-9145. We're going to take a quick break. It's only 90 seconds, and we'll be back with more Sarah Moore right here on Magic 104, Today's Hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.